Hey guys, this is Steve with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for watching today. I got a storm blowing in here, so I got to go fast. You know, I've been talking recently about this happily divorced man article I wrote. I'll put a link to it below this video if you're reading this in a newsletter. But one of the traits of a happily divorced man that I wanted to talk about, I think maybe 132, I don't know what number it was a happily divorced man surrounds himself with people who inspire him, people he loves to be around, people who make him a better man. And I wanted to talk a little bit about that. Why is that? Why does a happily divorced guy surround himself with people who inspire him? It's because sometimes when married guys are down in the dumps and they're feeling like nobody cares about them and their wife isn't paying attention and their life is going nowhere, they start following other people's dreams. They start living in the mindset and the frame of everyone else around them, especially their wives. And wives can't stand it, right? Wives can't stand the mopey guy walking around wondering what's next. What do you want to do this weekend? What are we going to do tonight for dinner? Where are we going to go on vacation? Happily divorced men don't talk like that any longer. And if you're a married guy or still in a relationship, you can stop doing that too. You can act like a happily divorced guy. You can start having a better idea of who you want to hang with and who you're not going to hang with. You can start going to men's groups meetings. I have a men's meetup every 2 weeks, and some of the things the guys say when I ask, "How did you like the meeting? Why is it you come here? What made you drive all the way?" Some guys drive 2 hours to come to the meeting. Why do you do that? Well, they've decided they want to hang around other people who think like they do. These are married guys who are turning their relationships around because they've stopped following other people's leads. They've decided to drive an hour or two to be with people who think like they do. In these meetups, we talk about things that nobody talks about. We talk about sex, and we talk about feelings, and we talk about vulnerability, and we talk about a man's fears, the kind of stuff you'll never talk about in your own kitchen with your own wife. I know, it's kind of sad, but that's the way we are. And when we get around each other, we're better. We want to be better. We help each other be better. And this is a reminder about a men's meetup I've got coming up on Saturday, April 30th. I'm going to have one here at the ranch. I've got a maximum of 10 guys. Some guys are flying in for this, and it's not filled up yet. Now, I want to offer you a chance to come to this. I don't care if you live out of state or in state in Colorado, because a couple guys are coming from out of state. Love to have you here. I'd love to have you experience what it's like to be on your own agenda, to be around people who think like you and feel like you. People who can hold you accountable, people who can inspire you and make you want to be a better man. And they want you to do the same for them. They do. We need you. So think about it. Think about it. Click on the link below about the Men's Masculine Confidence Intensive coming up here in 7 days from now. And think about if you'd like to come here and shake up your life. Shake up the way you're thinking and feeling. I guarantee you it'll change something. This is Steve with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for watching today. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.